How to Be Happy Podcast, episode number 2, JaredAkers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers. This is episode 2. I'm Jared Akers, and here with my beautiful wife, Emily.
Hey, everyone.
How are you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Yes. This is actually our second episode, as I said, and our topic for today is going to be how to be happy dating, getting to know each other, and what to look for in a partner, and some tips on online dating, because I think we have a little bit of history there.
Yeah, we do.
Don't we? Mm-hmm. So, I had a...
Hey, by the way.
Yeah?
Yahoo Personals, where we met.
Yeah?
It's closed.
Seriously?
Yeah, they went out of business.
When did you figure that out?
Today.
Why were you on there?
Actually, I wasn't, and that's a good question, and I'll be happy to answer that for you. Something that you should know about your partner. Are they wondering why you're online looking at Yahoo Personals? But actually, a client of mine asked where we met, because he was trying to find it. Somehow, he thinks if he goes to the website we met on, he'll find someone like you.
Well, he just might. Well,
so, or like me, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Or maybe like you. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anything's possible, right?
Well, he might. I looked it up, and it's out of business, so.
Wow. That's a...
But I guess there's plenty of fish. Yeah, Match.com.
Which is free. Well...
Yeah. Actually, yeah, they say it's free, but you have to be smart like you are to make it work.
To get the signal out so you know
That's
how to
right.
contact me. And and that was back when they would first started parsing emails, and so I had to hide my email address in it. I was hoping that you were smart enough to figure it out, and
yep.
thank God you were. Mm-hmm. So that worked out pretty
we
well.
We already knew something about each other before we even met,
yeah.
so that's a good deal.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Smart enough to buck the system, right?
Uh-huh. Gotta love that in a man. Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll get to the online, online dating part there in a little bit. I had some questions down here to like ask on a date, you know, and well, I think I'll tell my story first because I had these questions, like these typical questions that I would ask on a date. And I hadn't been dating for a while because I've been going through this, you know, happiness journey and kind of discovering myself and all that stuff. And I finally, after about 9 months, I went out on a date and with someone that I'd met online and we had met. And, you know, we spent some time getting to know each other via IM, instant messaging and stuff like that, which we have kind of a...
it was all night, wasn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. But
hold an all-nighter.
Yeah, and we have a kind of an opinion on that, which we'll get to later. But so I went out with this girl, and we met at a restaurant, and I asked her a question that is important to me, and I said, if there's anywhere in the world that you would want to go, where would that be? And her response was Las Vegas, and I was like,
oh wow,
okay, you understand this is the entire world we're talking about here. And I think it was shortly after that that her cell phone rang, and she pulled it out of her bra. So I'm thinking this. I don't think this is going to work out. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm not ready for this dating thing and go back to square one, or maybe I'm, you know, maybe it's not God's purpose for me to be dating right now. But before that, as I said, we were on Yahoo Personals, and I'd actually sent a message to you saying, I hope you find what you're looking for. I like your profile and blah, blah, blah.
Actually, you said you're a very attractive woman.
Uh-huh.
And... I hope you find what you're looking for. And at that point, I read it and I thought, is he really just glad that, you know, he saw me on here and is happy for me and wants me to find somebody, or is he hitting on me?
Yeah, you weren't quite sure.
I really wasn't sure.
Well, and I had you in a certain category,
yeah,
too, which we'll get to in a little bit. But back to the to the questions. So then I actually went to I had to go to a dance or something that night with some friends, and she was texting me, this girl, and it got really kind of out of hand. Like, I knew it wasn't there. I wasn't feeling it. And so I thought, well, I'm done with this kind of thing. And then I got home later that night, I believe it was, and I got the message from you. But anyway, we went out on the date the next day, and I asked you the exact same question. If there was anywhere in the world you could go, where would that be? And what was your answer?
I said, Belize, because I hear the scuba diving's good there, and I've always wanted to learn to scuba dive.
And I was like, that's the woman for me. This is going to work out. So that was like, you know, a question that I would always ask and would kind of give you an idea of someone's, I don't know, what their dreams and aspirations were or are and stuff like that. And
warm weather traveler, cold weather traveler.
Yeah.
We agreed on that. And that's important.
It is.
Because you spend all your time working, saving for your time off. You want to be on the same page when it comes to vacations.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure for us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, and it gives...
Everyone's different. But you got to find what things are most important to you.
Yeah. And look for that.
Yeah.
And the other person. Well, you got to know what's important to you first, I think, is a
and
big
to take
thing.
That step further, we did get certified that year and have been scuba diving for...
We're certifiable.
Yeah. Since 07, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 07. We got certified.
Did we go to St. Croix that first year?
Yes.
Is that because we
yes.
met from last yeah. episode? You remember, I couldn't quite remember.
The year you were on the fence.
February 25th, right. 2007.
Right.
Yeah, we met. And then.
Yeah.
So besides that, what there was like another questions, like what other questions would you ask on a first date?
Well, I think, I mean, everybody's different. What's important to them? If religion is important to you, it might be something you want to discuss. If you don't have children and you want to have children, do you want to have children? If you already have children, do you want more children? I think those are important questions to ask.
Like family, how important family is.
Yeah,
I mean, those are the basic cliche questions, obviously, but it's got to be...
Do you like to be at home?
But how often do we ask those questions and they don't give us the answers that we really would like or that we think is compatible with us, but we stick in it anyway? I mean, what is there like a showstopper question?
Well, I think you get better at it through the years and marriages.
Right.
In my case.
Well, but, yeah. And I think, too, it was kind of like...
Save yourself the trouble.
Yeah.
If
this is hard and it's not, doesn't seem like it's working out. You know, the whole Vegas thing was just like...
For example, if you take a quiz or questionnaire or whatever, you know, how to get to know each other, you know, how compatible are you? If you take a compatibility test with your partner and you fail every single question, that's a really good sign not to marry him. And
indicator.
The reason I know that is because that's exactly what I did.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, in
True
my
story.
First marriage we had before you get married, it was like, or something like that. It was
yes.
all these questions.
Yes.
And there was some, you know, flags there as well.
Yeah. But you're in that kind of, I don't want to call it the honeymoon phase, but...
Afraid of being alone, too. I mean, for me.
Well, you're just so physically attracted to someone that you're willing to overlook those things.
Or overwhelmed that someone is actually attracted to you.
There's a chemistry going on there, and you just want it to work so badly that you're willing to overlook the things that later on, when the glow wears off, and what are you left with? You're left with someone that you don't really even like.
Yeah. I know. I realized that years later. It's like looking back now, it's like, I'm not sure I even liked that person.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really like me at the time, but I know I wasn't, it's like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
You
certainly get to know yourself through relationships that don't work.
And then what you said is that, like, I had gotten to really know myself and love myself and accept myself and know that, you know, I could be loved unconditionally. And so that when those questions came up, you know, like the whole Vegas thing, I immediately was like, well, this isn't going to work. And I knew. I didn't have to like, settle and think, I'm going to, you know, that's just one thing, you know, but because it's like, you know, I know that that's important to me and move on. You know, it's like that punch list that they have to pass in order to make it work for me, at least, you know, because I knew myself well enough. But. And I didn't before, you know, so it didn't matter. Well, a lot didn't matter, but...
Well, I think, too, if you're with the right person, it's so comfortable. It's like being home, you know, in the beginning.
Yeah.
As I recall you saying that. This is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it feels comfortable.
This is like, I'm nervous a little, you know, but I'm not... trying to be someone I'm not.
Right, which kind of leads me into something else that I was wanting to talk about. Well, I had values down here too, like for a question, but we kind of touched on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like you said, be something you're not. Like, it's well known and traditional and accepted, I guess, to put on this, you know, you put your best foot forward and be this perfect person when you're dating. And, you know, and that can always be kind of tricky as well.
Yeah. I think that while you're dating someone, travel's a really important and a good way to find out how someone is. No. Because it can be stressful, you know, if you're driving a long distance or you're flying can be stressful, and you really get an opportunity to see someone in a potentially stressful situation. How will they react? How do they treat others when you're in a restaurant? You know, how do they treat the waiter? And
oh yeah,
and, you know, that's a just good one. Yeah, those things, how they're treating others, and I know from my standpoint, it was always recommended that I take a good long look at someone's father, because that's who I'm going to marry.
Yeah.
And
the relationship that they have with their mother, obviously. And,
right.
And for me, a lot of it, too.
Yeah,
is
so you came in having no idea.
Yeah. And when you see them around their friends, what kind of friends do they have? How do their friends treat them? And do they respect each other?
It's a good gauge.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing's perfect, but the more you can do to, you know, allow them to have opportunities to, you know, show you who they are.
And who is it? Mary Angelou, who says, the first time someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a lot of good sayings.
Yeah, and then when once you're married, that's it. You know, now you're stuck.
So you should know.
Yeah, I mean, you should definitely know. And it takes time.
Yeah, time takes time, as they say. I know it's a cliche, but it is.
If someone's in a hurry to marry you right away, you can say yes, but long engagement.
Yeah. Well, and then
you got the rest of your life to be married.
Well, and you said traveling is a good way to find out about somebody. Obviously, you don't want to travel with them if you've just met them, because they could be taking you to a cabin in the woods somewhere.
Well, yeah.
You know, so
I want to get a little more information.
Go to someplace.
At least have them move in with you first.
Right. Yeah. What is it? Me and my codependency, what did I bring to a first date? Well, a U-Haul, because someone's moving in with somebody.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I used to be. But I don't know. It happened pretty quick for us. But I knew where I was at in life and what I wanted and what I didn't want.
You knew enough to want to move in with me.
Yeah, I knew I didn't want to go to Vegas, and I knew that I wanted to learn how to scuba dive.
No, I keep avoiding that great deal on Vegas.
Yeah, so, and I had down here, do you show up with a gift?
Yes.
Is that a good idea?
In my history of dating, it was never a good idea.
For you?
It's awkward.
Or to get one, receive?
Well, the guys that showed up with a gift, I mean, it's nice, it's flattering, but, you know, on the first date, it's a little strange. It's like, why are you giving me stuff already?
Well, if it's any indication that the date before you, yeah, I brought gifts.
You did?
To her, yes. And it was, you're going to think this is really weird.
I don't think you've ever told
me this. I've told you this. I brought her a book and a thing of whipped cream, like strawberry-flavored whipped cream, whipped topping. It wasn't a sexual thing. It was... I just knew that she liked it. And maybe I broke up, or maybe it was oatmeal.
another story.
Yeah, that's another story I kept mixing her up with someone that liked oatmeal.
Yeah.
She does not like oatmeal, so.
I don't really care about oatmeal, but I'd eat it for you. No, I wouldn't.
I eat it every morning. It's good to keep your yuck going up, or your cholesterol.
How's that working for you?
Good.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so and how honest do you be? Do you get?
Oh, well, I think that there's some good advice is not to bring up all the, you know, your exes right away.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think I really followed any of the rules dating you, because we were so, we just kind of bared our souls to each other immediately. And
that was right.
That's what I wanted. I wanted somebody that was going to share who they are, you know, where they've been, what's the journey you've been on, and where are you now? And you just blew me away.
Well, I just let everything out, because I'd been through that whole process of self-discovery and stuff, and I knew that, you know, I'd loved myself. And so whatever I had said, which we talked a little bit in last week's, you know, when I shared something with you, was that, you know, I wanted to be loved for who I was, and that was the only way it was going to work. And so I just basically, I mean, I told you everything that there ever was to know about me. And TMI,
and that's exactly,
maybe, but...
Well, no, yeah, it's never TMI.
Kind of the litmus test, I guess.
Because the beauty of getting older is that my memory isn't that great, so you can continue to tell me these things over and over, and it's like the first time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get to meet for the first time every day.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe
I remember some things, but stories are good. You know, if it's true and you still enjoy telling it, I can have already heard it, but still want to hear it because you're having a good time telling it. So. Yeah.
For me, when you start on those things, usually I can tell, you know, I can tell whether or not this is going to be a long story. And, and if it is and I've heard it already, I usually try to say, you know, I think, yeah, I know how this turns out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. But, that's cool.
You know.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
That's another thing. Is he respectful of how, you know, are you getting interrupted? You know, does he want to really hear what you have to say?
Yeah.
Do you really want to hear what he has to say? And, I think that is a good sign about somebody. You know?
If they're asking you. And that's hard though on a first date, because I was so like, oh my gosh, here's all this stuff about me. And it is hard to be, you know, take the whole understanding rather than understood approach and really be interested in them, you know, because you are kind of nervous and chatty Cathy and trying to say.
Well, our first
date
lasted for about a week. I don't think we slept that first week at all.
We did not. I was very
tired. We were either online talking, on the phone talking, or in each other's presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much the whole week.
And that's how it should be. So, you know.
So it was with us. It was pretty cool.
So you can't be too honest, I don't believe.
No.
Because, you know, I mean, if you're going to judge from the beginning,
then
something's not right, I would think.
Yeah.
But we had both been through a lot, so I don't think a lot really surprised either one of us from the beginning. But, so where do you find dates?
Oh, gosh, people ask me that all the time.
Really? Still?
Yeah. Yeah, people ask me. I always thought, like, a movie rental place would be a good place, or a bookstore.
Yeah.
Well, bookstores. Have this depends romantic on what section, idea.
Depends on what section you're in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're... Well, yeah.
I mean,
in the self-help section.
Right.
If he's in the self-help section reading books, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because he wants to know, you know? That's interesting to me. I like that kind of stuff, and I don't know. I think that is a good
sign. But not
sign.
In the, like, do-it-yourself.
You're in the sci-fi...
still section, or...
Yeah, if you're in the... What?
Like in the do-it-yourself, how to build a moonshine still section or something, maybe you want to stay away.
Perhaps.
Well, I guess it depends on, if you're in that section too, then maybe there's
exactly.
a match made in heaven.
Right.
Or in the woods.
But I think the movie rental, because, you know, a lot of single people rent movies on Saturday night and have nothing else to do. I know I did that a lot. So,
and
it's a good
obviously
place.
The other social circles, you know, people.
Library.
Church.
Church.
Spiritual organizations.
Yeah.
You know, not bars, probably.
Well, I mean, that's
where everybody's.
I met my first husband at a bar.
You know.
So, probably not a good idea. It wasn't for me, even though we were both working there.
I think probably a good rule of thumb would be to get involved in things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And like, that means something to you.
Go ahead and go solo.
Yeah. And you'll meet someone that has similar
interests. I have a girlfriend
that
sails. She met a guy. In the sailing club?
She sells...
Yeah, you already have something in common.
Oh, she sells...
Like sailboat.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's in sales. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I had down here, too, about hanging out with the friends. You know, you can tell a lot about somebody, which we kind of talked about, you know, how they treat each other. And,
just how they behave, because they're not on their good behavior.
Yeah.
So if they're behaving that way, chances are your guy or girl is acting that way when you're not there.
And do they want you to meet their friends? And do they have friends?
Are they proud to? Yeah. Do they have friends? They need to have friends.
In my first relationship, she used to give me, well, not my first, but my last before you.
Yeah, yeah.
That she would always wonder why I didn't have friends, which should have been a clue, but I was kind of an introvert, and I did have people that I worked with and stuff, but you know, I was out of the party scene and stuff like that at that point, and so I didn't really know how to socialize really well. So I had that front, you know, that giddy kind of comedy kind of thing that you put out there when you're a little bit self-conscious, and another thing that was a big clue for me that the relationship wasn't healthy was that I was always being, it was always suggested that I act a different way
if someone
if you're embarrassing your partner
suggesting that you could have said something a different way or might have worn something a different way or something different.
Well,
or
what's the difference in that?
When they're picking you apart, pants, that's not a good sign.
Butt look big. You know, what's the difference in
who
that?
Who wants to be under attack?
Well,
criticism.
I certainly don't.
Not me. You know, and that could be misconstrued as, oh, they care about me, so they're, you know, making suggestions. No. You should already know that.
Yeah.
Really, you should.
Like what, for example? I'm not sure.
Well, on how to dress.
Okay.
I mean, that's really important. Or how to speak. Those things you should know. If you're dating, these are things that you should have already known.
Right. Well, and I have that down here, too, as far as looking for things about them that you should or could change. Obviously, expectations lead to resentments, and when you start trying to change somebody, the only thing you can change is yourself, yada, yada, yada.
Well, and why are you so interested in changing them?
Right.
Is it perhaps something you want to be different about yourself, and you're just seeing it in them? You know? I don't know. There's nothing I would change about you.
I was going to say that. There's nothing that I would change for you.
No, there never has been.
There was nothing that I would want you to change either.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
And good.
Yeah.
You know, I like that about you, that you are who you are. Own it.
There was
again.
No, yeah.
That's my favorite line.
So do you, expectations, you know, that, oh, I'm, this is a big one for me as far as, you know, the whole, and we touched on this last time, the whole getting back to the way things were and expectations of what you think this relationship should be. And it's just, for me, it's a fail-proof way to sabotage your relationship by setting expectations. And
I agree.
And how you manage those expectations is learn to be happy with yourself and love yourself. And so you don't need as much external validation. And, you know, and sure, being with you and having this amazing relationship has added a whole different level of happiness to my life than I ever could have achieved alone.
That's
but
so
I don't
nice.
Depend on you or expect you to make me happy.
Right.
You know?
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice going through life with somebody, you know, for sure. But it doesn't mean that I, you know, decide things differently. I avoid things I don't want to do. I do the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
Still.
Well,
and I know that that's okay. That's not an issue, and that's important too. How you spend your time, you know, if you're getting, I dated a guy once that felt like we should spend every second together and not want to be with anyone else unless it was decided upon, you know, and it was just, I was just
unless it was
strangled.
Planned. Yeah.
If you're feeling strangled, get out. Get out. Work it out. Whatever. Yeah.
No,
when
know,
someone's
okay,
wanting to
yeah.
control your time.
I don't need to hear that more than
I mean,
once.
I know in the beginning you want to be together all the time, but there comes a time when you have things that you need to be doing without your partner.
Well, I remember early on, and it's still that way for the most part, when I leave in the morning to go to work, you know, like as I'm driving away, you know, I miss you already.
And
that's, but it's... You know,
that's nice.
Like
it's a good feeling.
Well, you said when you lost your mother at a young age that life is never quite as great as it could be. But don't get me wrong, is what you said, that life is still great. But when something happens amazing and happy, you know, amazing and great in your life, the first person you want to share it with is your mother.
Yeah.
And
for me, it was.
Yeah, for you. And that's the way that it is with you, you know, that when something great
little,
happens. And
yeah. Know. I don't know, but I also have learned to be that person for myself, you know, tell myself.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, just really enjoy, wow, I really am happy right now. I'm really feeling good about where I'm at. And it is a,
well,
I really don't have to tell anyone, you know.
And that's the kind of happiness that's long-lasting.
Right.
And intrinsic or internal, you know, and is not dependent on someone else. Getting back to the expectations, because then you're placing unreasonable demands on yourself and other people. And what happens in that situation is inevitably they don't measure up to those demands and you're unhappy. And so the whole self-fulfilling prophecy, whole kind of thing, we won't get into that, but you know, there's a lot there, but it could be a whole nother expectations.
Well, I think that if you're having to make a lot of excuses for somebody, why they're a certain way, that's a kind of a red flag too.
Yeah. And so do you chase or be chased?
Well, the men are the pursuers.
Always?
Yes.
In my case, that was not the case, but that relates, those relationships generally didn't work out either. Not with you, but
you
in the past.
You chased me.
Yeah, I chased him. Yeah.
You definitely chased.
Yeah. And it worked.
It did work.
It is working.
Yeah.
And but in the past, I was always the chasee.
Yeah. I think the guy has to chase the girl. It's just human nature. You know, it's funny, today I had a client who was talking about, he's new into the dating world, he's not quite divorced, but they're living separately and on the course to divorce, they're amicable, but he was talking about going into the bars, and he said in 20, 30 years ago when he was dating, it was a lot different, you know, the women were not as aggressive, and
right.
He said now... Yeah. You know, they're in his face. And he said, and it was a huge turnoff.
Right.
So I think that when a woman, you know, just falls all over a guy in the beginning, it is a turnoff because it's not the natural order of
things.
Well,
you're demeaning his masculinity somewhat.
Yeah.
I think women, I hope that's not offending anybody.
I know, but it sounds like a game, but it's advice that I got from my mother, you know.
Well,
and
the millionaire
and she
matchmaker,
was right.
Patty Stanger.
My
she
mother said,
about
make
that.
Him wait. And the first time he asked you out, you're not available.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, what if I have to stay at home, you know, on a Saturday night? She said, well, then stay at home, but you're not available. You know,
yeah.
I guess I kind of blew that with you, but.
Well.
Thank goodness you were a good guy.
Well, you know, what's.
Sorry, Mom.
Patty Stanger, you know, she always says something. Very profound and aggressive, I'm sure, but you know,
yeah, exactly.
That make him
it's not attractive,
do the work.
You know, and that's not like being fake. I think for a woman, just to allow a man, you know, it's sexy. It can be sexy. It can be a little dance and fun, and you would be missing out on that fun.
Yeah,
you don't have to run it. You know, you want to be equals.
Okay, how about?
But I think in the beginning, you have to let a man be a man.
I agree. What about, so let's get to the online dating tips, because I had online dated, if that, is that a, for quite
former.
A while, and I went on some pretty horrendous dates that, you know, and I think we'll both agree on this, because we've talked about this, that our biggest stance on this, or experience from this, is you spend a lot of time, well, in a nutshell, meet as soon as possible. Obviously,
in
a safe place.
You know, don't disclose any information that he's going to be able to track where you live. You know, be very selective. Meet in a public place. And I would say make it for coffee.
Yeah.
You know, not even dinner. Because if in the first 10 seconds.
Right.
And if you got a whole dinner to get through.
Yes. I know that.
And he's going to resent, you know, men pay in the beginning. And he's going to resent having to pay for dinner when you know, are going to.
Yeah, or in my case,
thanks.
Vice versa. I knew in the first 5 minutes when she pulled the cell phone out of her bra that this isn't going to work.
Yeah,
and so
stuck
then
paying
I'm
going to
sick for this whole.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mind that so much, but it was, you know, why prolong this?
Yeah,
and, you know, we haven't even gotten our main course yet, and I know this isn't going to work out. So
and it's
where
tough.
Do you go from
it's
there?
Really tough the first few times that you say, listen. You know, you're a great guy. I'm sure you'll make somebody really happy. I'm just not feeling it. And I'm really sorry that I'm not, because I really like you. But I want to be honest. And I was terrified to do it in the beginning. And I had, you know, guys would get upset if I'd say it. But later they'd call me and say, you know what? Thank you for doing that.
For being honest.
Yeah. Because most women will lie and just, you know, call me. And then never call them back and, you know, play that little game. And guys are sick of that. Girls, grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be honest. And you'll start loving yourself more.
But,
I promise you.
But
the more you do it, the more you're honest, because you don't have to lie. You don't have to follow it up with more and more lies.
But the precursor to that, obviously, is you have to know what you want and know what you deserve. In order to have the strength and the self-awareness to be able to say that to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, so make sure.
And if you don't have it in the beginning, you will get it. You really will. You'll gain self-esteem from being honest.
So if something's not right.
Yeah. And it's okay.
It's not right.
There's nothing wrong with them in particular, necessarily. It's just not right for you.
Right. And getting back to the reason you need to meet as soon as possible, because what happens with online dating is, and if you've done it, and we've done it, you spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
Instant messaging, and you get invested.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you know this person.
It's even harder to be honest. Right.
And then you meet, and that first second, you know, it, you're not feeling it. And then now what? Because you've put in all this time, you feel obligated.
Right.
You know, and we instant messaged, I don't know, instant messaged for just a couple minutes. Yeah, and she still has actually the transcript
of it.
And, yeah, you know, in a folder. Like, yeah.
It was either 6 or 11 minutes. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But
it's time stamped. Yeah, it's funny. And she said, "You want to meet for coffee?" And I was like, "Wow, you know, you work fast," because I wasn't used to that. And
I'm the one that said there's no sense in getting to know each other unless there's a connection. It's all about chemistry.
Right. So we met
it really is.
At Starbucks.
Yeah.
And
thought your name was Jake.
Yeah, because that was my online handle. So meet as soon as possible, because if it's not there, it's not there, and you'll know.
Yeah.
So if you spend a lot of investment, you know.
I got to say, there was a line of guys coming before you in that day to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And it was a scary thing for me. Because each guy that would come in, I'm like, oh, God, I hope that's not him. I hope that's not him. And then you walk through the door, I'm like, oh, he's kind of cute.
Wow, yeah.
And it was you.
And I said, oh, who's that hottie sitting there?
So let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. So we went to have dinner.
To Houlihan's and had some soup. It was good.
Yes, it was good.
Good.
Now, what about living together?
I say do it.
Yeah?
For me. But I don't have any kids here. Yeah. So, you know, it depends on your situation.
Well,
there are situations where you may agree with an ex-spouse that you won't, you know, bring people around the children. And I think that's probably a good idea.
Now, we're older, obviously. So what about your belief systems, though, too? I mean, obviously, that's going to play into it. So if that's something that, you know, is in your value or morals, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do what's right for you.
But I think the key is,
let them know that this is, you know, temporary. I don't know. I think it's dangerous to live together in some ways, too, because, you know, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Right.
I think knowing that you're both going in the direction of marriage, that has to be discussed and understood, and timelines and all that, you know.
Yeah, which we went through.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I got to that point where, you know, you were like, I don't know what you said exactly, but...
Well, I basically said you better make up your mind, because I got a line of guys outside that want to date me. So,
yeah.
No offense, but
what's going on? And I was kind of like, well, you know, is this what I want? And, you know, I was newly back into the dating thing, but I knew that, you know, I prayed and I even sought counseling and a lot of things about it. And I knew
you were always honest with me.
And I came to the point, you know, and I remember once you said something about making a decision, and I said, well, is there anything we need to do about it right now, tonight, at this second? Because, you know, I'm not at that point to make that decision yet. And you said no. And then we went back to being happy.
Yeah.
Because you knew that, you know, I had to figure it out on my own. And then,
right.
And in the end, I knew, you know, from without a shadow of a doubt, you know, by praying about it and talking to a lot of people about it, that you were the person that I was supposed to be with. There was no doubt in my mind. And any of the other things that I had, you know, fears or whatever, would work themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it did.
I think when someone's pulling away, you automatically want to, you know, move towards them. But I think the best thing to do is to let them have that space, because, you know, people need space to make up their own mind. And you're not going to make it up for them by begging. You're going to turn them off.
Yeah.
So for the young girls out there listening, you know, when he's backing off, let him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants an inch, you give him a mile. I really believe that. Think about how you feel when someone's wanting information from you that you don't have or don't want to give right then. So,
how long should you live together before you?
I don't know, before you
go to that next level, or make, I mean, I don't know what next level you're.
I don't know.
Really, I mean, marriage obviously would be the next logical step from then.
I don't think there's a, you know, that's.
I moved in with you on Mother's Day
individually. Yeah.
Yes.
How appropriate.
And since we'd both been married before, you know, there was a lot of, I don't know, certainty, too, I think. And, well, there was a little bit of nervousness moving in, and, you know.
He was nervous. I wasn't nervous.
But it was.
I'm calm, cool.
So.
I knew what I had when I met you.
So was there any other, like.
Just had to let you figure it out.
Yeah. And I did, thank God.
And I'm glad you did. And so I, at that point, you know, I really knew that I wanted whatever was right for you, because that's what's going to be right for me. And if it was for you
and
to leave.
Right, what you always said.
And that's the truth.
You don't want somebody that doesn't want you.
It bears repeating.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I am not going to spend one more day with someone that doesn't want to be with me. It's a terrible feeling. Ugh, desperate. Icky, yucky, not good for you.
Right.
For me.
Well, so how long? Well, I guess so. There isn't. Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I don't have an answer.
I don't have an answer. No, nope. that ain't no answer.
No answer.
That ain't no answer.
That ain't no answer.
Well, I guess that is it for this podcast episode number 2. How to be happy with Jared and Emily Akers. Thank you for stopping by or downloading or logging on or whatever you did to listen to us. And I'm not sure what our next topic is going to be. We'll come up with something. Maybe finances.
That's a good segue. We'd like for people who, if anyone is listening, to send in questions. You know,
yeah, that'd be good
if
you did it my website.
Through your website. Because we are always welcoming fresh ideas. And
yeah, at jaredakers.com.
That could be fun.
Yeah. And eventually I'm going to get a call-in line, too, probably set up maybe. But we'll try to get some listeners before we get to that point. But anyway, God bless you all.
Sounds like
fun. Remember, be honest, be loved, and be happy.